The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
This is your beacon of truth in a world of liars, thieves, and whores. We are podcasting patriots taking the fight to the enemy, never taking freedom for granted because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. We are calling on you to get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and he is Denton.
I've been told I'm Denton, or Denton, Denton, Denton. Yeah, that's me. I'm Denton. This is the Denton and Sasquatch Show. If you want to contact us, you can do that by going to your email device thingy and texting, or whatever you call it, Denton and Sass Show at gmail.com. Or I've been told we have a X account.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that called?
At Denton and Sass.
Well, how about that? Isn't that just special? Okay, this is...
I'm getting tired of it anyway, because, yeah.
Oh, it's getting even worse. I don't think I sent you apparently, Elon Musk is working with a military agency, giving them all of our information.
No, I didn't read that.
Oh, well. Yeah, he's given the military. This is what these people are saying, So, you know, you might want to be careful about what you say on the very free speech place. There is no free speech place ever, anywhere, anymore. Anyway, this is going to be a crazy scream of a show.
Yeah, what I say, we're calling this one Hobo Stew because it's got a little bit of everything in it.
Absolutely. So guess what? Just sit back, enjoy, have a beer, have a toke, have a whatever. Personally, I'm drinking Crystal Light with nothing else in it. It's so sweet. Hey, if you work at Crystal Light, what you people need to do is put a little pizzazz in Crystal Light.
Well, if it's sugar-free, what do they put in it? To make it sweet?
Lemon.
Oh.
I would suggest lemon. Something tart. Something give it a little bite.
Maybe a little crack?
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm quitting alcohol, so now you're giving me crack?
I mean, come on. I can only imagine you on crack.
That'd be like Foamy the Evil Squirrel. But anyway, you just got back from Hawaii. Fine, how are you?
That I did. Week long trip. Yeah, about a week. A little more than a week. Week and a day, something like that.
Yeah. So, did you meet Jack Johnson?
Not in Hawaii. I've met him before, but not in Hawaii.
Oh, dude, you've actually met Jack Johnson?
Yeah, when I worked at the radio station in Santa Barbara, that's where he's, like, from. I mean, he's from Hawaii. Like, he's from Hawaii too, but he went to Santa Barbara State, and I think it was Santa Barbara State. Anyway, yeah, he was on our radio station all the time.
So like you met him like, and is a
yeah,
I'm making fun of you now. So how was he? I mean, I didn't know this. Now we're gonna talk. Okay, so was he chilled, laid back? Was he how was he?
No, he was like crazy and on crack the entire time. No.
Wow.
No, he was cool. He's just like he seems in his music, laid back, chill, just surfer dude.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. So you guys, okay, let's back this up, start with the time frame. So you guys jumped on a plane in LAX.
Yes.
And flew to Hawaii. Fine, how are you?
Yes, we did. You are correct, sir.
So how did it go? I mean, you know how all the travel war stories are.
Well, I mean, actually the flight and everything went pretty decent because we left early in the morning, so we didn't have to fight a bunch of people. The flight went well. Flight back, we had a little bit of turbulence, but not too bad.
Oh, I love turbulence. I love that.
And, yeah, I mean, the flight was okay. We went on a Hawaiian Air on the way there, and they had, I like their leg room. They had plenty of leg room for me. I sat on the aisle so I could stretch my legs out, you know, being a 6'4 Sasquatch, kind of need the room. Yeah. And then we came back on Delta, and I felt like a sardine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, not Delta. I'm sorry. It was United.
So did they have any of those flight attendants that would comb your hair? I mean, being a Sasquatch and everything. I mean, you've got to be a celebrity.
No, I just kept my glasses on, and they didn't know it was me.
Okay.
Oh, you know what was cool, though, about Hawaiian Airlines is I guess they are the first and only airline at the moment to use Starlink, speaking of Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And you get free Starlink web internet while you're flying on the plane, and it worked flawlessly the entire way there.
Well, fantastic. Okay, so Elon is trying to steal all your information, give it to the CIA, and they're going to give you flawless internet connection.
Well, it's better than United, where you pay $10 to have their internet, and they steal your information and give it to the CIA. At least Elon's doing it for free.
Okay, you got a point there. Okay, so while you were at Hawaii, what did you do?
All right, well...
Stop for a second, okay? Because you live in Southern California, and this is what blows my mind. You live in Southern California, which is a tourist spot in and of itself. And so you and your family pack up like Beverly Hillbillies, and you go to Hawaii.
Yep.
Which is in and of the same when it comes to beaches and that kind of stuff. Actually, you guys have better beaches. Let's be real. Except for the whole needles and the bums and that kind of stuff. But, you know.
I wouldn't say our beaches are better. They're different.
So, different in what way? Because, you know, I come from southeast Alabama, Panama City, Pensacola. We have crystal white beaches.
Yeah. You know,
and my mother flew to Hawaii. This is back in 68. My father took a R&R from Vietnam, and they met there. And my mother was absolutely nonplussed with her beaches because it was nothing compared to what we have here on the Emerald Coast, I should say.
I've never been to the Emerald Coast, so I don't have any way to
crystal white beaches and drunk college students.
Well, I've been the second, but the beaches are really nice. You can the water's clear here in California. Mm. Occasionally, it's clear. The water here has.
You know why that is, don't you?
Yeah, because the sand and stuff's not getting kicked up.
Well, actually, it's because you're on the coast shelf, the shelf, they call it.
Yeah.
You know, but Hawaii is an island, so the water's going to be clearer.
Yeah, and I guess right out from where we were, like not very far out, it drops off 40,000 feet or something like that. Crazy thing the lady was telling me. But no, when we first got there, okay, like our hotel, there, you know, we were in Honolulu. And we went to Kauai. And all the hotels are, you know, right next to each other. So there's a whole boardwalk of hotels. And our hotel, with the hotel next to it, has a... I don't want to call it private, but its own, like, lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got this lagoon. And the lagoon is about 50 feet away from the ocean. So I'm guessing during heavy surf, maybe storms, the ocean flows over into that lagoon because the lagoon is full of tropical fish.
Mm-hmm.
So either that happens or they stock it with tropical fish. I don't know. And sea turtles.
Because, really?
Yeah, because the boy, well, and the girl both have these full face masks, snorkel masks, where you can...
Right.
They're like $20. They're not even expensive, and they work really well. But you can breathe regular when you're in there. You just breathe normal. You don't have to, like, blow out of your mouth or do anything crazy. So we took those, and it was cool just swimming around, checking out all the fish and the sea turtles and you know, whatever kind of various crabs and life are down there. And it's maybe 6 feet deep in the deepest part of it.
And that, to me, that's the coolest thing. I'm a diver. I haven't dived in years, but, you know, yeah, okay, we're going to go to 130 feet. Yeah, that's great. The cool things you're going to see is like 10, 12 feet deep. Yeah, so the kids are having a great time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So the first couple of days, we just hung out at the hotel, and we either went down to the lagoon or went to the pool, or we go to the lagoon first, then to the pool for a little while, whatever. You know, just having some drinks and chilling, relaxing. Hot Nursey's friend went to, I guess, Honolulu State, and recommended a beach for us to go to, so we drove one day to this beach, and it was a beautiful beach, like white sandy like you're talking about, and the sand was like... almost, I don't want to say like ash, but when you step on it, it was so fine that it would puff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the water was crystal clear, and there were sea turtles out there and animals, and so we spent the day there. That was pretty cool. And then one day we went to a luau, because you got to do the luau thing. I'd never been to Hawaii.
Well, of course.
Hot Nursey went one time before, but I'd never been there. One other day, I rented a surfboard. I had to surf Hawaii, so I spent, you know, half the day.
So, just out of curiosity, how much does a surfboard rental cost?
It's like $45-50.
Are you serious?
If you want the stand-up paddle boards, they were $80 for an hour.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
A board with a paddle.
Yep.
But for what you did, it was a board that you rented, and it cost how much?
$45-50, something like that.
Jimmy
Christ. Well, they got you by the balls there, and they know it. Speaking of which, we were recommended...
Thanks, Biden.
Hawaii is expensive anyway, but on top of the inflation. But we were encouraged by Hot Nursey's mom to go to a place called Fred's or Freddy's, something like that. Just a hamburger joint. Said, oh, it's really good. It's like the best one in town. All right, we'll go there. So we drove over there. It's right across the street from the zoo. And... four of us, just a hamburger place to get their meal, hamburger, fries, and a drink. $80.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, was it worth it?
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't $80 good.
Again, thanks, Joe.
And like I said, we went to the luau. That was cool. They did a lot of, Hawaiian stuff, Samoan stuff, Fiji stuff.
Did they do the spinning of the fire bars and whatnot?
Yeah. In fact, the one that we went to is called the King's Luau. And the guy that runs it and does all the talking and everything is an actual king.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So, and he's also the fire spinning champion of, I don't know, 92 or something like that. So this guy, and he was pretty funny too. He's an old guy, but I'd say he's about 65, 68, but was in super good shape.
Like, I'm sorry. You're saying that's old?
Well, older than me.
Well, you just back up your little pony there, pal. Anyway, continue.
Okay, let me put it this way. I could not see you doing half the stuff this guy did.
Well, I couldn't either. So, never mind.
But I guess this guy, for the first part of his life, actually lived in the jungle, in a jungle hut, away from the rest of the world.
Wow. So he's a real, honest-to-goodness native.
Yes, he became king at 18.
That is awesome.
You know, they had the guys doing the slap dance and the girls doing the hula dance and all that good stuff. You know, it's just fun to watch, and the kids liked it.
That's important to me, that your kids enjoyed that. Because vacations, I mean, honestly, you want to have a little good time and everything, but you want to make sure that the little kids have a great time.
Well, the little one was being a stinker, and we told her we're going to a luau, and she said, no, I'm not going to the luau. I said, yeah, you're going to the luau. No, I'm not going. Yeah, you're going to the luau. So we get to the luau, and she didn't want to leave.
Oh, that kid's... are you sure that I'm not her actual father?
Well, I hope not.
It's really...
If so, Hot Nursey's got some explaining to do.
No doubt. But it just sounds like this kid is related somehow to me. I mean, the kid's perfect.
Yeah.
In my mind.
She's quite the contrarian. But no, she loves anything singing and dancing, so she enjoyed it once she figured out what it was.
Okay.
And the one thing I wanted to talk about, kind of get into a little bit, was Pearl Harbor.
Boom.
Last day we went to Pearl Harbor. And before I tell the Pearl Harbor story, I got to say, Hawaii has tours down. Because every tour we went on, whether it was the Luau wasn't really a tour, but anything where you sort of paid and there was a time frame and all that kind of stuff. So for Pearl Harbor, you could just go there, but then you have to get on like a standby thing and you may not get in. And blah, blah, blah. So we just got the tour where a bus drove us there. And the whole way there, the guy was giving us all this backstory and history. And it was all accurate, which surprised me. But they said, you know, get here at this time and we are leaving at this time. And I kid you not, on the dot, they left it on those times. And I thought, you know, there were times we kind of got held up in a little traffic. And I'm like, oh, we're going to get there a little. Nope, that dude figured out a way. We were there on the dot.
Wow.
So we got there and he kind of gave us a rundown. He handed us our tickets because it was all part of the package. And he said, okay, when it's your turn, you go over to this building and they will put you on a little ferry that takes you out to the memorial. And you got 10 minutes there and then they'll bring you back. So in the meantime, you can go to the little museum or you can go to, they have a sub dock there, some other things
so what,
to do.
What did you buy me?
What did I buy you?
Yeah. What souvenir did you buy me?
Well, I'll tell you like I told everybody at work. I ain't a souvenir guy, so you got nothing.
Yeah, go screw yourself. All right, fine, pal. Anyway, so you went there. What was your take back?
Well, okay, so we got there, and we were there early enough that we had some time to kill. So the first thing we did is they had this sort of round, they have a flag, and around it are... They're not tombstones, they're like plaques, and it shows every person who passed away on that day, like what ship they were on and their names and all that stuff.
Right.
And so we walked over to that to kind of start walking around, and I hit like the second plaque, and I almost started crying. And I just out of nowhere, it just like overwhelmed me because it just kind of hit me how horrible that day was. Because each plaque had, I don't know, 50 names on them, and there were probably 12, 15 plaques. You know, you do the math, and you're like, wow. Yeah. It was very moving just to see that. Then we went, they have like two little museums, I guess, that kind of give you the history of everything. And yep. I'm inside one of them, and I'm reading... I guess it's sort of, you would call it like the run-up to Pearl Harbor, like how it happened and World War II happened. And a couple of things struck me when I was in there. One of the things they said at the time was because of the Great Depression and because of lack of jobs at the time, something started becoming... I don't know if prevalent is the word, but it started becoming, I can't remember how they phrased it. It was tempting, I guess, to people. And that something was, take a wild guess.
Blue.
Blue?
Yeah. You want me to guess? I guess blue.
No, communism.
Oh.
But I'm sitting here reading these things, and I started to notice something. I'm like, hey, this is what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the war's over here, and the war's going on there, and people trying to screw each other this way, and I'm like, it's almost like it's coming back around. And what do they say about history?
it always comes back around.
Well, it does, and if you don't remember it, which a lot of people don't, then you're doomed to do it again.
History, actually, they say history repeats itself, but Mark Twain says no, but it does rhyme.
Well, and I think they say about every 100 years, so we're about 25 off, but I don't know.
Good gravy, Marie. We were talking about a great time in Hawaii. Fine, how are you? And now you're just turning this into how dare you,
well,
sir?
Well, I'm just pointing out that a lot of things that are happening now were happening then before the World War. So people should take that into consideration when they go to vote or anything they do these days. How they look at the world, that would be a good way to say it.
They're not going to. They're not going to because, you know, you, even at your age, you pup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have Grandpa. The ability to read, and you can see what's going on. And at my elderly age, I certainly do, you know. But the kids nowadays, they've got no clue.
Well, and that's why I made the boy read and see and say, does any of this sound familiar to you, like anything that's going on now? And he's like, oh, yeah, kind of, yeah, I can see that. And so I wanted him to at least get something out of the day.
Well, that's good. I'm so happy that you screwed up his vacation. That was awesome. Jerk.
Trust me, he had a fine time.
Well, no doubt, because you're always going to make things perfect for the kids and everything. I know you and everything. But my son, who is 33, 34, I don't know. He's just my son. Why should I know his age? But he has no idea about World War II.
Really?
And that is a reflection of history classes in schools nowadays.
No, my boy studied it last year.
Really?
Yep.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I was glad they were actually teaching him all that stuff. I mean, I think they started in World War I, kind of ran through that kind of fast, but then they got into how World War II started and spent some time on that, so that's good.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so back to Hawaii. All right. Fine, how are you? So what do you guys do for fun while you're in Hawaii? I mean, I know you went, the kids went snorkeling, and that's great. But what else do you guys do?
I don't know. Me and Hart and Nursey got drunk. What are you?
Okay, well, all right. Where are the kids when you guys got drunk?
We didn't know. We didn't care. No, it was when we were at the pool or at the beach or whatever. We bought our little sippy cups and put our drinks in there. Nobody knew what we were doing. Even though I didn't see a cop on the beach at all or a lifeguard or anything, so we could have pretty much done whatever we wanted. But
okay. Let's shut the show down right now.
Okay,
I mean, this is getting thoroughly disgusting. Shut it down. You guys are bad parents. I don't want to talk no more.
I didn't mean it in that way. But no, one cool thing is one night we were there. We'd already been there one or two nights. And they were all tired and burnt out from the sun and stuff. So they went to bed early. And I was wide awake because I'm like a night person. Mm-hmm. And I thought, all right, well, you can go to bed, you party poopers. I'm going to go party. So I walked down the boardwalk, and I found a bar called the Barefoot Beach Bar. I'm like, all right, cool. Sounds good. It's outside. So I get up to the bar and order myself a beer. And this Hawaiian guy is playing music. He's got sort of like a computer that's doing all the drum beats and everything, and he's playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing this like Hawaiian music, but I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this sounds familiar. I keep listening. I'm like, that's three doors down. He's playing Kryptonite. But he was doing it in the island style, so it was like kind of slow and, you know, and I'm like, this is kind of cool.
And only you would recognize that.
But he did Miley Cyrus, he did Tom Petty, he was doing all, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, but just in the island style, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. So, I don't know.
Well, that's a great thing. Well, I'm glad you snuck off from the family and got to enjoy yourself. That's awesome, Dad.
Well, you know.
Jeez.
They're all going to crap out on me.
Yeah. So, hey, look, I don't know if you pay attention. I love this information about vacations. I don't never take it anymore, but that sounds like you had a great time. But hey, we had a ship crash into a bridge in Baltimore, Maryland.
I heard about that.
Oh, did you?
I did. Well, it actually happened when I was back already, but yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I don't know what you kind of people do. I mean, how long your vacations are. You flip-flop Californian people.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about it?
I don't know what to think. I mean, I've seen the video of it. It you know, people are like, oh, yeah, you can tell it lost power. I'm like, how do you tell it lost power? It's just a big boat.
Well, yeah, you can tell it lost power because the lights are going on and off and on and off. It was having electrical failure.
Well, I'm not a big boat guy, so I don't know a lot about boats. But from what I've heard, some people are saying that the boats have like a secondary steering. And a lot of people are wondering why that didn't kick in. A lot of people are asking where were the tugboats? Because usually when they go through there, they have a tugboat following them. But apparently there was no tugboat. Or how come they didn't?
All right.
How come they didn't drop?
That's kind of interesting you brought that up. Or because apparently the tugboats, whatever agencies cut back 40%, so they didn't have the tugboats to help it out.
All right. Well, that could happen. And then I guess if you're going willy-nilly like that, you're supposed to drop the anchors, and they didn't do that. So, I don't know. And I guess there's a lot of questions.
Well, there is a thing. I heard the same thing. They didn't drop anchor. I also have read that they did drop anchor.
Mm.
Interesting. We don't know what happened. But what I do know is there's no way that a crew is going to just say, oh, willy-nilly, let's just let it happen. It doesn't happen that way.
Well, I wouldn't think.
So these people were fighting for everything they're worth, in my mind. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any more than anybody else does, but I guarantee you that the pilots, well, I understand there was two pilots on board.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's not the captain, it's pilots. They're experts in those waters.
Yeah, I guess they get them out of where they need to go, and then they get off the boat, and the captain takes over, from what I understand.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, the pilots are doing everything they can do, but they're losing power. There's electrical failures. You can see in the
videos,
yeah. Where it's going on, it's going off, it's going on. These guys are frantic. These guys are frantic.
Well, was it, or was there a guy standing by the light switch going on, off, on, off, on, off?
Oh, like Airplane?
Yeah.
Like the movie? And for you guys who are too young to understand what we're talking about, look up Airplane. It's a great movie.
A movie that could never be made today.
Exactly. All right, so... So they're losing power. Now, somebody on preperformance.net, who his name is Chiefster, who spent 30 years doing this stuff, said, no, this is not a, this is not, the, it, no, it just happened. It's an accident. I'm not going to argue with him because he's got information I ain't got. He has the experience. But I'll say, how in the world? I mean, because this vessel did not have backup generators.
Uh-huh.
How is it that this vessel, I mean, think about it. Where you work at, if the power goes out, you're back out, your backup generators, just like that, to go on, you don't lose power. So we got this, 800-foot vessel that all of a sudden is losing everything? I mean, you see from the videos, it goes on, it goes off, it goes on, it goes off. I'm telling you, I'm not saying that anybody, I've read about, it's the Indians. Why would the Indians do this? The Ukrainians on board and Russians on board. Look, you can find a better place to have a civil war than on a boat you're on. that's a really stupid place to be fist fighting, all right? So, cyber.
Well, I guess that's always a possibility, anything with electronics.
Yeah, exactly. And every day, how many ships go in and out of that port? It's amazing that nothing ever happens. And I guess you could say, well, it finally happened. No, I don't believe that at all. People say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Yes, I am. I'm not going to deny that. But it's just kind of crazy that this kind of stuff happens right now when all these things in the world is going on. And Baltimore, Maryland is kind of important.
Well, and they make they make us conspiracy theories because they never tell us the truth.
And that's another thing. We will never know what actually happened to our satisfaction, because we can't trust anything.
Well, and that's one of the weird things that I thought happened was when Biden gave his little press conference and he just kind of, this boat hit and blah, 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 and we're going to fix it. He didn't say anything about the government of where the ship came from, paying for it or anything. Like that. I don't know. Federal government's just going to fix it. It's like, well, wait a second. You don't get in a car accident and go, don't worry about your insurance. We'll take care of it.
Where's the insurance company?
So I thought that was kind of odd. And then another thing, anytime Trump speaks, the media instantly, he could make just a little slip of something, say it was 2 instead of 3 or something, just minor, and they just jump all over him. Mm-hmm. Now, Biden, he said this.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
There's no train tracks on that bridge, Mr. Dementia. I'm going off the rails
on a crazy train. Yes.
So you're either lying or you're just riddled with dementia and don't know what you're talking about. But
to be fair for Biden, he's not lying.
Yeah, you mean in his own mind he went across that bridge on a train?
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
I'll guarantee you that he can remember the day, the fauna, the ocean waves. He can remember all of that.
Well, what I know is there were no fact checkers going, nope, there's no train tracks there. He's lying, he's a liar. So.
But this is a big hit on American economy and everything else. Economy, finance, whatever the words you want to look at. This is a big hit. And if you look at how everything's going nowadays, I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist here, all right?
All right.
I'm thinking that this was an intentional hit.
Well, time will tell.
It will. So I'm not going to hold myself steady to this. I'll back away from it.
It seems like it seems like whatever they tell us, the truth comes out about 2 years later. So in about 2 years, you'll know if you're right or not.
Yeah, but do we have those 2 years? Mm-hmm. Look around. Look at what's going on. Do we have those 2 years?
Possibly not.
Possibly not. I just want to roll this back and go back into the vacation thing because that was such a great conversation. It was awesome. And
unless you want me to make a bunch of stuff up, I pretty much gave you everything from the vacation.
Well, I guess that's not possible, but
welcome to Grand Central Station.
All right, well, look here, that's a great time to call it quits. Sass had a great time, and more importantly, I don't give a crap about Sass. The kids had a great time. I love you, Sass, but the kids, you know, but you know, he comes back to the CONUS, we call it in the military, CONUS, Continental United States, and everything is falling a freaking part. Sass, we're doomed. What do we do?
Drink up. Good night, Denton.
Good night, Sass. You guys take care. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.
I honestly don't know exactly what just happened. I have no idea what just happened. Denton just... he just ended the show before it was done. And left. I didn't even have to put him in the dungeon. So I guess I'll finish the show without him. I seriously have no idea what just happened. I told him about all these other stories I had to talk about. And he just dismissed that and said goodnight and left. So, okay. Since we're on Baltimore, they've been having a go of it lately. This is a little fun fact, real short here about Baltimore. The Baltimore Police Dispatch ended up begging for officers to respond to crime scenes. I guess this was over the weekend. And many of them got no response. These were calls for children being harmed, robberies. What else they got going on there? I guess, what do you call them when they steal cars? Carjackings. So I guess Baltimore criminals are having like an early Black Friday sale. Now, to put this in perspective, there were three police officers during the weekend that were patrolling a district of 61,000 residents. Three. They couldn't get any other cops to come to work or stay overtime. So 61,000 people in Maryland, or Baltimore, well, it is Maryland, but had three cops patrolling. That's not good. Guess it's up to you to save yourself. All right, another short one here. Okay, now, a couple of these stories I have for you are, how do I put this? You got to listen to what they say. You really got to listen to kind of in between the lines and what they say. But the first one here, authorities in Arizona have arrested an 18-year-old driver involved in a car accident that left a former police officer dead. The Arizona Police Department of Public Safety said that Rachel Berg was driving a red 2024, now remember, this is an 18-year-old girl, a red 2024 Chevrolet Corvette on US 60 in Mesa when she slammed into a 46-year-old Michael Clark, who was riding Harley-Davidson. Clark slammed into a concrete wall and was thrown from his bike. Berg rushed over and provided CPR, but paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene. Berg admitted that she was speeding and could not avoid rear-ending Clark. Now here's the part I want you to listen to. Investigators obtained a warrant to download the crash data from her car and discovered that she was driving at a speed of 155 miles per hour, 5 seconds before she struck Clark. She slammed on her brakes and had slowed down to 87 miles per hour when she rear-ended Clark's motorcycle. After learning how fast Berg was driving just seconds before the crash, authorities took her into custody and charged her with one count of reckless manslaughter. So did you catch that? Investigators obtained a warrant and downloaded the crash data from her car. So her car told on her. Now, don't get me wrong, she deserves to be thrown in jail for doing that. I don't know if she was drunk, if she was high, if she was just stupid, I don't know. But she did something bad, and she deserves the punishment for it, the consequences. But something doesn't sit right with me about cops being able to download your crash data from your car. So, I don't know. Think about that one. You think it's all right? All it takes is a warrant. But we'll move on. Speaking of cops... The Washington County Sheriff's Office said they received a call about excessive littering in the city's city of Cornelius on Monday, March 25th. When officers arrived at the area, they found trash scattered around a ditch on the side of the road. As they were cleaning up the garbage, they discovered a gigantic vacuum-sealed bag full of marijuana. Amongst the debris scattered in the ditch, deputies located 15.2 pounds of marijuana. Deputies collected the pot and turned it in for destruction, the sheriff's office wrote on Facebook. The marijuana was worth nearly $20,000. Okay, so somebody's getting fired for losing 20 grand worth of weed. And the other thing I was thinking was, yeah, they turned it in to be destroyed. Sure they did. Sure they did. Okay, we'll go up here. This is a question I've been asking for a while. Take a little drink here. What is democracy? You hear it all the time. But what is democracy? The Oxford Dictionary defines it as, it's a noun, a system of government by the whole population or all of the eligible members of a state, typically through elected representatives. There's a multi-party democracy, control of an organization or group by the majority of its members, the extended extension of industrial democracy. There's the definition from the Oxford Dictionary. Now, I have yet to find me a Democrat that will tell me what they mean when they say democracy. Like, you know, when they say MAGA extremists are a threat to our democracy. Or, another good one they love to say all the time, democracy is on the ballot. But, if you infer from their actions, you get a pretty good idea of what they think democracy is. To save democracy, we must keep RFK Jr., Jill Stein, and Donald Trump off the ballot. Okay, so we're only left with Biden? Oh, wait, I get it. In other words, democracy means their control of power. MAGA extremists are a threat to their control of power. Their control of power is on the ballot. Now I'm starting to get it. So I hope that clears things up for anyone who's confused. They are all for democracy as long as they are in control of that democracy. You have freedom of speech as long as it's speech they approve of. So whenever you hear them say, we need to save our democracy, or Donald Trump is going to destroy our democracy, just remember, it means control of their power. All right, let's do some California news here. Now, I have the same story, but from two different sites. I'm going to read you the first one. This is from the Sacramento Bee. Sacramento is our capital here in California. And you'll notice that in the second story I read, there's a little more nuance, a little more information that the other media outlets just are kind of leaving out. From the Sacramento Bee, the city of Sacramento will serve as a safe haven for transgender people fleeing from states banning gender-affirming care. The city council decided Tuesday. The resolution declaring Sacramento a sanctuary city for transgender people passed unanimously on Tuesday. This is not a symbolic gesture, said Councilwoman Katie Valenzuela, who proposed the resolution. This is a binding resolution which is more critical today than it has ever been. The resolution will bar city staff, including officers and contractors, from detaining youths and adults for seeking or providing gender-affirming health care. It would also bar the city from cooperating with out-of-state jurisdictions that are criminalizing gender-affirming care. Now, the it says detaining youths or adults. Okay, first of all, if you're an adult and you need to have gender-affirming care, nobody can stop you. So I don't know why they need a resolution or a law or anything like that. But when it comes to kids, that's a different story. So now we get the real story from a place called the California Globe. Basically the same story, but listen to how you get a little more nuance in this one. The Sacramento City Council may soon become a sanctuary city for transgender people, thanks to a new resolution by Councilwoman Katie Valenzuela, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. They seem to have left that out in the last story. California is already a destination state for transgender procedures for minors. The state of California became a refuge for trans kids January 1st, 2023, by allowing minor children to travel to California for trans procedures, puberty blockers known as gender-affirming healthcare. SB 107 by Senator Scott Wiener. Yes, here in California, we have a senator named Scott Wiener. It allows non-parent adults to bring minor children to California for experimental and damaging transgender medical interventions without the knowledge or consent of their parents. Now, did you hear that part in the first story? What this does, what this law does, is it allows somebody, so say your kid is in a state that doesn't allow gender-affirming care, and, oh, I don't know, the school nurse who is all for trans rights and totally on board with the whole trans thing decides that your kid needs to have surgery to become trans. They can scoop up your kid, bring them to California without your knowledge or consent, and give your kid surgery. Either take off their breast, give them breast, take off their penis, give them a penis, without your consent. Now, to me, that seems like taking a minor across state lines for a medical procedure would be a federal crime. So I don't know how California thinks they're going to get away with this. But yeah, they are now saying they are a sanctuary city for transgender people, and go ahead and bring those kids in without their parents' consent, and we'll hack them up to pieces. Yeah, that's really happening here in California. All right. Is that everything I got? I got one last one I know. Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to end just with some fun, weird news. A police department in Washington... There's a lot of cop stories this episode. A police department in Washington State recently fielded a rather strange call. According to a local media report, the Stevens County Sheriff's Office received a weird inquiry last week and subsequently detailed the curious exchange on their social media. The unnamed caller explained that he would be visiting the area in April with plans to do some hunting around the Big Meadow Lake. What concerned the man... Oh, someone's calling me. Or texting me. What concerned the man, the astounded sheriff's office said, was that our state regulations are unclear regarding Sasquatch hunts. What? This guy wanted to go there and hunt Sasquatches? I would suggest that's not a good idea, because we tend to carry. The aspiring Bigfoot hunter went on to ask if it is illegal to shoot the famed cryptid in Stevens County, or if such an action would be allowed by way of standard hunting license. Perhaps sensing some trepidation from authorities, the man assured the sheriff's office that he, quote, would not hunt or shoot a female Sasquatch. Well, that's good for them, not so good for me. While seemingly serious, the caller left the cops scratching their heads. They eventually directed the hunter to contact the Pinned Oreille County Sheriff, which has jurisdiction over the Big Meadow Lake area. They also amusingly declared that there are no Sasquatches in Stevens County. We know this because one of our deputies would have accidentally hit one with a patrol car by now. Bum, 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 bum. So there you go. There's your weird news. There's your show. Even though Denton split early. Seriously, that was not planned. I don't know where that came from. He just, out of the blue, said, all right, I'm going. And he left. That's all right. We still had some fun. Well, as usual, a lot of weird stuff going on in the world. We got that whole bridge collapse thing and, you know, Biden's still in office. And transgender kids getting chopped up here in California. It's like a chop shop here for cars. But yeah, it's weird. Really weird out there. So make sure you grab your loved ones, give them a big hug, tell them you love them, because you never know when you're not going to be able to. With that said, remember you can always contact us at DentonAndSassShow@gmail.com. You can hit us up on X, at Denton and Sass. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. We will see you next week. Have a good night.